This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. China is accusing the United States of whipping up panic over the fast-spreading coronavirus with travel restrictions and evacuations. The death toll in China rose to 361 on Monday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports the pandemic is having an impact on China's benchmark stock index.
China's stock market suffered its worst drop in nearly 5 years on Monday as the virus hit mainland reopened its exchanges for the first time since the Lunar New Year holiday. Fears over the new coronavirus saw investors selling the yuan and dumping commodities, with around $400 billion wiped from the Shanghai Composite Index. The benchmark closed nearly 8% lower, the biggest one-day drop since 2015. The ticker around the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which would have shown a plunge, was shut off on Monday. Investors are bracing for volatility as the spread of the new coronavirus weighs on the world's growth outlook.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Over 17,000 people have been sickened by the coronavirus. Closing arguments took place in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump today. Tomorrow, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress to deliver his State of the Union address. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
It is an unprecedented situation, a State of the Union address from an impeached president running for re-election. The White House says in the speech, with the theme of the Great American Comeback, U.S. President Donald Trump will encourage Congress to work with him. Trump, however, late Sunday, seemed to dampen such expectations, telling an interviewer he is not sure the Democrats can cooperate as they want to win this year's presidential election, and it doesn't matter how. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
From Washington, this is VOA News.